You're listening to Valley Edition. I'm Kathleen Schock. Governor Gavin Newsom has less than 3 weeks to convince voters to keep him in office. And recent polls indicate that the electorate is almost evenly split. To learn the latest on the recall and why Latino voters could decide the election, I spoke to CalMatters political reporter Laurel Rosenhall.
I'll go ahead and start with a question that's on most people's minds. What are the odds that this recall effort is going to be successful?
Well, making predictions in politics is always risky, so I'm not going to make a prediction. But what I will say is that this race, more than most, is really going to be about turnout, because if Californians vote in the sort of patterns that they normally do, the numbers that they normally do, there's just so many more Democrats in California than Republicans that the recall will probably be defeated. But what polls have shown all summer is that Democrats were not really paying very much attention to this race, didn't really know it was happening, didn't really think it was a big deal, didn't really think it mattered very much, and they just weren't really tuned in and therefore were not seen as very likely to vote. On the other hand, Republicans are extremely fired up, as well as the independent voters who are unhappy with Newsom. Basically, the people who are for the recall are really excited. Obviously, it's a big accomplishment that they got this on the ballot. It's an opportunity to do a historic ousting of the Democrat leader of the largest state in the nation. And so they're very excited and they're absolutely going to vote. So the question here is really whether, people who hadn't been tuned in so far pay attention and turn in their ballots.
Let's talk more about this turnout question. You know, what is driving these concerns? Is it just lack of awareness? Is it because it's a special election? Is it this assumption that the governor was safe? Is it just apathy over Newsom, especially in light of his response to the pandemic? Like, what are you hearing from folks?
Well, I think there's a lot of different factors at play. One is the special election factor. This is obviously not a year when we would normally have an election. It's not a time when we would normally have an election. You know, the date is September 14th. A lot of people just weren't expecting it. And then there are people who maybe don't want a Republican to be the governor of California, but don't necessarily love Gavin Newsom. So there could be a little bit of a lack of enthusiasm there. So I think there's a lot of different factors that are making this close. And obviously the pandemic is a huge wild card that we're all living through. You know, a couple months ago, it looked like our state was on the road to recovery. We were reopening the economy. The initial bumpy rollout of the vaccine had been improved. Virus rates, infection rates were very low. Things were seeming really positive. Now we're in the midst of a, serious surge, and places are, having to do mask requirements and other things. And so that affects people's mindsets as well. And voters can, blame the person at the top. So there's a lot of wild cards in this race.
And certainly getting back to timing, the wildfires can't be helping the situation either.
Absolutely. And the drought as well. So, I mean, there are some serious problems in California, and those are all feeding into this.
So the Newsom campaign throughout this recall effort has really portrayed the recall as an attack by, these quote unquote Trump Republicans. Does that messaging seem to be resonating with the Democratic base?
Well, I think that, we will see that based on how many Democrats turn in their ballots. So far, it's only been a couple of days, so it's really, really early. But the rate of people mailing in ballots so far has been pretty strong for among Democrats. Now, that doesn't mean it's going to hold up that way, that, this thing is far from over. We obviously have another almost 3 weeks before the election day on September 14th. But Trump remains a seriously unpopular kind of boogeyman for California Democrats. So it makes sense that Newsom is doing that. And, he did successfully keep any really well-known Democrats from running to replace him. And he did come out with the support of lots of you know, nationally well-known Democrats like Senator Elizabeth Warren and Vice President Kamala Harris. Bernie Sanders is supporting him. We expect to see President Biden out here campaigning for him. So he did succeed in getting the entire Democratic establishment behind him. And that helps with that anti-Trump message. But on the other hand, what's hurting him is that there are lots of people who are Democrats who are on this replacement ballot. They're not well known. They haven't held elected office. They're not running with the support of the party, but they do have the label Democrat. And so when voters look at their ballot, they won't necessarily see this as a 100% Republican driven recall.
Can you explain the Democratic strategy of asking voters to leave that second half of the ballot blank?
Well, I think that this is about a couple things. One is just simply trying to make the message as simple as possible. That second question that lists the 46 different candidates, it's complicated. It's difficult for people to decide who to vote for. If you're inclined to vote for Republican, you may have heard of one of the Republican candidates and have a favorite. If you are inclined to vote for a Democrat, you have a bunch of options of people you probably haven't heard of. So for the Newsom campaign, it's extremely simple to just tell people to vote no and not have to do any other further explaining. I do think this is a strategy, though, that is good for Newsom, but maybe not good for Californians, because if the recall passes and the winner is chosen by a bunch of voters who didn't fill out that second question, that means the winner will be chosen by a very small number of voters. So it does seem like, in that sense, it's a strategy that could be helpful to him to defeat the recall. That's all he really needs to do, is to get a majority of people to vote no on question number one. But if things don't go his way and the yes side wins, then the winner could be picked by an extremely small segment of the electorate if a lot of voters leave that second one blank. And then there's one other aspect, I think, that's behind this strategy, and that is the history of what happened in 2003 when Governor Gray Davis was recalled. At that time, there was a prominent Democrat who was on the ballot. That was the Lieutenant Governor Cruz Bustamante. And the thinking at the time was that he would be like an insurance policy for Democrats. In case the recall were to pass, then, you know, perhaps a Democrat could still hang on to the governor's office. And his campaign slogan was vote no on the recall, vote yes on Bustamante. So there are definitely some sort of political consultants and insiders now who think that that was a confusing and ultimately losing message that was just too nuanced and difficult to explain to the voters. And so this time around, they're just really focusing on the no part of the message rather than, you know, the alternative replacement candidate question that's number two.
So you've done some really fascinating reporting on the power of Latino voters to potentially decide this election. And, you know, with the caveat that, of course, the Latino voting bloc is big, it is diverse, it is not a monolith. But, absolutely, you know, that said, tell us a little bit about what you learned in your reporting.
Well, you know, Latino voters have the potential to really be, you know, swing voters in this election. Latinos are the largest ethnic group in California, 39% of the population. They're a growing share of the electorate with about 28% of registered voters. And both sides in this recall are really trying to court Latino votes. In the context of the pandemic, it's also very interesting because so many Latino communities around the state were really hit hard by the pandemic, whether you're talking about job losses, school closures, infection rates, death rates. Latino communities have been hit very, very hard by the pandemic. And so given the pandemic context of this election, that's another important factor. And so what we're seeing is Newsom really trying hard to show Latino voters what he has done to help Latino communities. He's been highlighting his approval of an expansion of the Medi-Cal health insurance program, that he's signed a bill expanding it to include undocumented immigrants starting at age 50. This was a priority for the Latino caucus for many years, and he's been highlighting his, you know, aid, various sort of pandemic relief programs that he's approved, $600 stimulus payments, rent relief, help paying off utility bills for people who fell behind in their utilities during the pandemic. Oh, and I should also add, you know, obviously he's appointed Alex Padilla as the United States Senator when Kamala Harris became vice president. And Padilla is the first Latino to ever represent California in the United States Senate. So Newsom is trying to demonstrate all of that. At the same time, you have the pro-recall side that is really reaching out to Latinos and tapping into the anger over, you know, how the pandemic had such a lopsided impact. And so we're seeing the pro-recall side are also, you know, putting ads out in Spanish, creating particular committees targeting Latinos who are for the recall. And Kevin Faulkner, one of the Republican candidates, you know, his very first ad that he put out was him speaking in Spanish and telling voters that the recall was a major opportunity to fix what's wrong in California. So we are seeing a lot of activity, and research by political scientists has shown that if Latinos vote in the way that they normally do in special elections, then they will, their influence will be watered down. So if Latinos turn out and vote, they could have, you know, a lot of influence on this race. But there is also the question of how much they'll turn out to vote.
And then, of course, that endorsement from Bernie Sanders is going to be significant, too, for that population, right?
Absolutely. You know, he won the Democratic primary in California last year, largely fueled by a huge amount of enthusiasm he generated among young Latinos. So I'm very curious to see if we're going to see a Tio Bernie commercial come on the airwaves. I don't know if it'll happen, but I wouldn't be surprised.
Neither would I. Well, I've been talking with CalMatters political reporter Laurel Rosenhall. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me. It was great.